Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really, really happy to be here today and wishing you and yours a very happy and healthy and safe Halloween. Our show today is dedicated to Halloween safety. And we just saw an issuance from the Pennsylvania Insurance Department about Halloween safety tips. Now, we're going to talk about Halloween safety in depth in just a few minutes with the Penn Township Police Department. But let's talk for a minute about the Pennsylvania Insurance Department safety tip sheet. They're talking about all of the excitement that goes with Halloween, that crisp fall air, trick-or-treaters getting out and about, preparing for the festivities. But there are some special dangers that can be noticed during this time of year. And an increased evening activity around our homes and neighborhoods can also, create accidents and insurance claims. So they say the first rule of thumb for parents and property owners is to be prepared and minimize the risks. In terms of parents, they're encouraging people to make sure their costumes fit properly. Loose-fitting costumes can really cause a child to trip or fall. Use makeup instead of masks because some masks can obstruct a child's vision. Really sit down and talk to the kids about the safety rules before allowing them to go trick-or-treating and set a route and tell them they have to stick with it. Remind children to visit homes of familiar neighbors to them, not to approach unlit homes, and provide kids with a small battery-powered flashlight. That's always a good tip there. Staying on sidewalks and avoiding crossing yards is very important because as they cross streets at the corner, you want them to use crosswalks where they exist and not cross between parked cars. And really, there should be a rule, right, that no one eats any treats without mom and dad taking a look at them first. So, in terms of safety tips for neighbors, we're talking about turning all outside lights on, leaving them on all night to deter vandalism, and making sure that walks or pathways are clear of debris, leaves, and garden equipment, and even lawn decorations, and making sure the walkways are repaired, the railings and steps, especially leading up to your home, so no one falls. Now, if a pumpkin does get smashed on your sidewalk, you definitely want to clean that up because that slippery gobbly goo that's in there can really make for a potential tripping hazard, a slipping hazard for sure. Get the cars out of the way, get the bikes out of the way, the planters, the sprinklers, anything that's going to, block people getting into your house so they don't fall. And also, you want to keep all of those things inside to deter theft or vandalism. Now, here's an interesting one for swimming pool owners. Be sure that the pool cover is secure. Lock the gates. Lights are on in the pool area. And we know this, drivers, we've got to take it slow. It's going to be dark. Children will be running. They'll be excited. And we got to watch for them on the streets or exiting driveways or alleyways for sure. Pet owners, hey, this is a time that can be stressful for the dog. So if your dog doesn't like little visitors, certainly keep them away from the door. Now, these alerts keep coming as one of the reasons why I do this show every year. And another alert that we saw was from the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry. Now, this is an interesting alert because it's reminding operators of Halloween-themed attractions that they really need to comply with all the provisions of the Child Labor Act. So something we might not think about all the time, but we know these Halloween attractions are designed to scare and even entertain kids, but many of the performers in it are children. And so it's really critical that those haunted attraction employers follow the rules, making sure they're giving kids the required breaks, securing entertainment programs and permits, and remembering that children can't work past certain hours on school nights. So something to think about there. When you're talking about the Bureau of Labor Law Compliance, you want to make sure the welfare of minors working in Pennsylvania is part of what you're being compliant with. Because each year, about 1,500 entertainment permits are issued in Pennsylvania. These are haunted attractions. People start submitting work permits in the fall. And the permits require information about the child's employment arrangement. And so the authority does have the authority to deny permits for performances that could be potentially dangerous or hazardous to children. So this is the Department of Labor and Industries Bureau of Labor Law Compliance Alert. You can find that online under tristatealert.com. So something to think about if maybe you have a child who's working there or you are setting up one of those attractions yourself. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to really start a fun discussion with Police Chief John Otto, who comes on every year and tells us all about Halloween safety. And so I was kind of searching out there to see if there were any other police departments who were doing as much as he is to promote Halloween safety. He takes it very seriously. I really am going to make you laugh a little bit by sharing some of the video that I found from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office in Florida. I mean, this is just too funny if you listen to it and then take a minute and watch it because I think you'll get a real kick out of what they have to say.
All right, good morning, everybody. Let's get right to it. Any ideas for a Halloween safety video?
So they're all sitting around a table. Everyone's shaking their head. No, they have no idea.
I have an idea.
So now they're in the Thriller costume, the Michael Jackson costume, but still
It's
in their sheriff
Halloween
department
time.
gear.
Walking around in costume through the night. Before you roam out, make plans to keep each other in your sight. Stay with your team. Make sure you check your treats before you eat them.
Make sure you check your treats before you eat them.
Not what it seems.
Not what it seems.
Cause masks can hide the danger and the lies. Don't be surprised. Make sure cars see you. Wear costumes that are very, very bright.
Have to do great costumes. Make sure
bring glow sticks with you. Or just use a reflector or a light. Now is the time for you to think outside your imagination. Just take your time and check both ways before you cross the street. Then trick or treat.
They're sort of in a graveyard and they're all dressed as ghouls and they're doing the Michael Jackson dance. It's really funny, really entertaining, just a fun way to get kids' attention about Halloween safety. Love the Michael Jackson moves. You gotta jump on YouTube and search this 2023 Thriller Halloween Safety Tips video put out by the Brevard County Sheriff's Department in Florida. I think you'll really enjoy it. They did a great job with that. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Chief Otto about his health.
I'm sharing safety, safety, safety tips, and no one's gonna save you if you don't do it right. You know it's safety, safety tips. They just might save your life. So listen, listen tonight.
Pretty neat video from the Brevard Sheriff's Department that is in Florida. Now, the Food and Drug Administration also issues their safety alerts every year, which is something that people and families can probably really take advantage of if they log on to the web and read some of these. So for that, they're particularly talking about the candy. And of course, as we said, really making sure that it's inspected at home. But they talk about eating a snack before heading out to avoid the temptation of nibbling on a treat before it's been inspected by an adult. And then we talk about food allergies, right? Making sure you're checking the label to ensure the allergen isn't present and tell the children, hey, don't accept or eat anything that isn't commercially wrapped. No homemade treats, not a good idea. Parents of very young children should remove any choking hazards like gum or peanuts or hard candy or small toys from Halloween bags because that's going to become critically important, especially if we want to avoid any kind of accident, choking accident there. And inspecting those commercially wrapped treats for signs of tampering, you know, you can look for discoloration, tiny holes, any tears in the wrapper, and just throw it away if it has anything like that. One of the things that they mentioned from the FDA alert that just came out was to really pay attention to unpasteurized juices and juices that have not been further processed or are at a higher risk of foodborne illness. So you're going to want to look at that warning label to identify juice that hasn't been pasteurized or otherwise processed, especially packaged juice products made on site or at retail establishments. And if you're just not sure, just ask if the juice has been pasteurized or not. Normally, the commercial processed juices in boxes or bottles from your grocery store, refrigerator, or shelf stable sections and frozen concentrate in the freezer section has been pasteurized or otherwise processed to reduce those foodborne illnesses. And before bobbing for apples, you know, we know that's a favorite Halloween game for sure. You're going to want to reduce the risk of bacteria by really rinsing those apples under cool running water. And as an added precaution, you might want to use a brush even to remove some of the surface dirt. Now, here's something we don't think about all the time when we're talking about Halloween safety, and that is eye safety. And so the Food and Drug Administration is joining eye care professionals this year in discouraging the use of decorative or colored contact lenses. Sometimes people put those in, you know, if they want to be a cat or a zombie or something like that. And they're saying that those decorative contact lenses sold in costume stores or other retail stores without a prescription are illegal and they could cause harm. So that's something to think about before you purchase those. Consumers should only use brand name contact lenses from well-known contact lens companies. Keep that in mind. If you've never worn contact lenses before, Halloween, they're saying, is not the first time you should be wearing them. Experts warn that buying any kind of contact lenses that are medical devices without an examination and a prescription from an eye care professional can really cause some serious eye disorders and infections, which may lead to permanent vision loss. So make sure you check that out whenever you can and really avoid those if possible. Joining me now is Chief John Otto, and he is our trusted advisor on Halloween safety. We're always excited to have you, Chief Otto, who's going over with some of the individuals at home, some of the safety risks that really don't involve police. And we were talking about contact lenses. We were talking also really about food allergies and what a dangerous time this can be for kids, and maybe even giving them a snack before they run out to trick or treat so they're not too tempted to possibly nibble on something before their parents haven't inspected the label. But you have always been our trusted advisor for Halloween safety. We appreciate you doing that. We're going to get you to unmute now and maybe start talking to us a little bit about the Halloween safety procedures that happen in Penn Township, Westmoreland County. So do you guys still trick or treat on Halloween or do you move it to the weekend? How does that work? Oh, unfortunately, we can't hear you. Let's try reconnecting here. All right, Chief Otto is in. We've fixed our technical difficulties. So once again, do you guys trick-or-treat on Halloween on the 31st, or do you move it to the weekend, or how does that work?
We do. Here in Penn Township, we traditionally and historically trick-or-treat on October the 31st from 6 to 8 p.m., and that will be the case again this year.
Great. And so do you have extra guys and extra gals on staff that evening, making sure that everyone's safe?
What we do here in Penn Township is bring out all of our emergency services. Not only will our police department and its members be out, but the fire departments send vehicles and personnel along with our ambulance crew, our EMA staff, just to be out and to be visible and to remind folks who may not have children, you know, Halloween age, that it is Halloween night and there will be children walking the streets and it's dark. So we bring all of our resources out to try and make as safe an environment as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And joining us as well is Mary Perez. She is the township manager. Thank you, Mary, for jumping on the show. We appreciate it. We always have you on Halloween. So I'm probably excited. The kids are excited to go out and trick or treat. And the township does sort of set the parameters for that, right? Like you advertise what the times are, when kids can be out and when neighbors should be alert, correct?
Absolutely. And thanks for having me. We will be discussing that at our October meeting with the Board of Commissioners, but traditionally, and we don't expect any change this year, Trick-or-treating will be held on October 31st from 6 to 8 p.m.
Excellent. Okay. So, Chief Otto, we talk a lot about pedestrian accidents on this date, and it's really, really sad to say that, you're when in terms of accidents, really, it's those ages between 12 and 15 years old that the kids end up injured, by a car or even worse. And that's probably because they're out there on their own, right? So what's your advice for parents when a kid turns 12 and they say, I want to go by myself?
Well, certainly at some point in time, we have to allow our children to go out and do these types of things, without the intense super level of supervision that we would like to give them. There will come a time where your child will want to trick or treat on their own, and we certainly would encourage that. We would just ask that you to have a conversation with them and remind them of some of the safety tips that we would like for our children to utilize, even when we're not there with them. Simple things. Look both ways before crossing the street. Make sure the drivers of vehicles see you. Make eye contact with them before they cross the street. You should also be in light-colored clothing and able to move comfortably without restrictions so that you can turn and see vehicles or objects coming your way. Simple things. Certainly, we want our children to become independent. We want them to explore freedoms, but we also want to remind them that their safety is our concern as well.
Absolutely. So, Mary, do you still carve pumpkins in your house?
Absolutely. Kids, once your kids get used to that, it's a tradition that you instill in them, and even as they get older, they want to continue to do it, and now we do it with grandbabies. So
So
most
nice.
definitely.
So nice. But being safe on the pumpkin carving is really key too. I was reading the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission report this year on last year's Halloween, and they said that 55% of the injuries, so more than half of the injuries caused during the Halloween season, come from pumpkin carving. So have to make sure we're careful on all of that. And then about 25% are due to falls while trick-or-treating, tripping on costumes or hanging decorations. So you still hanging decorations at your house, or do you stay on the ground?
I stay on the ground. Yeah,
I don't blame you.
there's no. I saw recently driving into work people with ghosts hanging out of trees and that kind of thing. That's not for me. I stay off of the ladder and keep my decorations low.
So staying on the ground is a good idea. And in terms of pumpkin carving, really supervising children, providing them with the child-friendly tools, age appropriate and safe, being in a well-lit area, very spacious for carving and ensuring there's enough room for everyone. And before carving, double-checking the workstations, the tools, hands are dry and prevent all of the tools from slipping. So those are just some of the safety tips that we see from the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission as they're moving forward. Now, Chief, we talk about glow sticks and visibility because the time change is happening. It's getting darker earlier, and so it's really important, those flashlights, those glow sticks. Do you want to advise people on that as well?
Absolutely. Those are all great ideas. In today's day and age of LED lighting and small battery powered lighting, there really is no excuse for not having some type of illumination on a child, particularly young children. LED lighting lasts forever. It's not the old batteries that would be dead an hour into the night. So there's a lot of opportunity out there in the way of making sure your child is illuminated and able to be seen by people in passing cars.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I've invited back my good friends from Penn Township. Mary Perez is the township manager, and John Otto is the police chief there in Penn Township, my old stomping grounds. And I ask them every year to come on for our Halloween safety show. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of their Halloween memories. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with the good folks from Penn Township, Westmoreland County. Mary Perez is the township manager, and John Otto is the police chief there. So, Mary, I'll start with you. Any favorite Halloween memories that you have?
I think all of them. As a child growing up, you know, well into our teen years, going out and trick-or-treating, and as you and the chief talked about, you know, just a few moments ago, you know, those wonderful years when you finally get to the point where your parents will let you go by yourself with your group of friends. And then you go and, you know, get all of the candy. You take the obligatory pillowcase and get as much candy as you possibly can and come back and dump it all out and trade it and share it and eat it till you're sick. Those were great times.
Wonderful. Chief Otto, any favorite memories for you?
Well, Jen, I was a kid in Harrison Park, and back in the late 70s, early 80s, Harrison Park provided hundreds of homes that we could go and get as much candy as humanly possible. Again, you know, the pillow sack was the favored, you know, bag for collecting candy because you could put so much in it. And you had a route that you went to try to get to as many houses as humanly possible. And you knew where you were going to get the popcorn balls. You knew where you were going to get the candy apples. You knew where you were going to get the money. And you finally made your loop around Harrison Park and where I lived on Ridge, or now Dolly Avenue, at the bottom of the hill before you made that last push up towards home. Mr. and Mrs. Harbison lived at the bottom of Dolly Avenue, and they would always give you that carton of orange juice that would get you something to drink as you walked up that hill and made the last push towards home. And, you know, the memories of trick-or-treating and growing up in Harrison Park were just really incredible memories. I can't imagine a better place to grow up and do the fun things that we were able to do as kids other than Harrison Park.
Wow, Mary, his memories are very vivid. We just remember gorging ourselves on candy.
Right.
I do remember once, probably my most vivid memory was I wanted to be a Cabbage Patch Kid doll for Halloween, right? We remember that. That's our age group, Mary. And so my mother went out and bought the costume, but it was one of those plastic ones that could repel water. You know, like you could wear that in a rainstorm and it would repel water. They make you wear the jacket underneath it because it's going to be cold on Halloween. And then it's the mask. And what I really want to talk about for a minute is the mask and those masks obstructing children's vision. I mean, good thing my dad was holding my hand as we were crossing the street, because I remember they were just pinpoint holes. I think costumes are a lot safer now, but Chief, just some points again from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. They're actually recommending kids wear makeup instead of the masks. What do you think?
I certainly can see where that would be a good idea. I remember as a child, you know, one of my Halloween costumes was the Speed Racer outfit. And with the Speed Racer outfit came the mask. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to this day, I can still smell that mask. I can still recall that you couldn't see out of it very well. So certainly there was that. I recall the rubber band that was pulling your hair as it went around the back of your mask. So, you know, certainly those masks, and there's a lot of options nowadays when it comes to Halloween. It's not just, you know, that costume that's used to have to pull out of a bag and put a mask on. I see where makeup or not wearing a mask would certainly be an advantage when it comes to safety. Anything that blocks your view, you know, maybe reconsider, because you do want, you know, kids to be able to see where they're going and not just be excited and living in that moment, having that fun time, and you know, unfortunately, an accident take place.
Yeah, we certainly don't want any accidents, for sure. That's really why we do this show. And, you know, the number of, unfortunately, fatalities on Halloween doubles than an average day. And a lot of that has to do with drinking and driving. And I know Penn Township takes that very seriously, Chief.
We do. And we will certainly be out assuring our children and their families that we are on patrol in the housing plans, looking for any type of driving behaviors that would be of concern. This is certainly the other half of the equation on here. We ask our children to be safe. We ask our parents assure the safety of their children, but there is also this motoring public. And Halloween has become a holiday where, you know, alcohol has become associated with it. And just remember that, you know, when the party is over and you're headed home, there still may be children out on the roadway. And we certainly wouldn't want an accident to take place because you've consumed too much alcohol and are impaired. So not only do we talk about the children and the parents and the safety aspect of it from the folks that are out trick-or-treating, but we certainly ask, you know, the other half of that, the motoring public, to be careful and safe and not consuming alcohol on this night as well.
Yeah, and Mary, there's probably some value for Halloween being on a Thursday night rather than a Saturday night or a Friday night, right?
Sure. Everybody, you know, 6 to 8, and then you want to get home. The kiddos have to get up the next morning for school. Parents have to get up the next morning for work. So you certainly are probably not going to want to be out too terribly late. And besides that, the kids want to get home and check out their stash and shove as much of that as they can into their little bellies before bedtime.
And I find cold weather makes the kids trick-or-treat much more quickly than...
The more houses you can get, right? And it doesn't. Yeah, the weather really doesn't seem to affect the number of trick-or-treaters that, at least I know that I get, whether it's pouring down rain or warm or snow, it does not deter them at all, which is great.
And do you go with your grandchildren now? Do you go with them and, you know, hold their hand, or obviously someone's with them at some point?
Yeah, that's a mom and dad job. I did my years of duty trick-or-treating in the rain and the cold, and now Mimi likes to stay at home and pass out candy. So that's my role.
Sounds like Mary is available to help any family who needs trick-or-treating. Yeah. I believe, Chief Otto, I believe you're an empty nester as well. Is that correct? You're able to volunteer to help.
That is correct. I am an empty nester. My kids are both at college, and my wife goes to visit her grandchildren on the evening of trick-or-treat. So I sit at home and man the house and you know, enjoy my time talking to the neighbors and the kids and being in the driveway and enjoying my neighbors and their children as well.
So glad that we can have fun and talk about Halloween, because it really is a fun holiday, especially for kids. But again, according to the Children's Safety Network, Halloween is actually one of the most dangerous days of the year for children who are pedestrians. And so, you know, really talking about bringing flashlights, accompanying children under 12, that's the age that they're recommending is if they're under 12, go with them. If they're over 12, go in groups. So Chief, you used to travel in packs, right? That's the way to go, especially around street corners and traffic signals and crosswalks.
We did. There were always a group of 3, 4, 5 of us at the very least. And again, times were different then. We had streetlights in Harrison Park. A lot of places nowadays don't have streetlights, so it can be exceptionally dark. And on a night where there's a little bit of rain, or this time of year where sometimes it seems to be darker this time of year than it is any other time of year, it really does give you an advantage if you can run with a group of kids rather than individually. And again, the LED lighting, the different lighting options that are available out there to kids nowadays are incredible. Take advantage of that. Lighting is cheap, it's inexpensive, it lasts forever. Take advantage of those opportunities and illuminate yourself as best as you can so that we can all have a good night, you know, free of any accidents or injuries.
Mary, would you say the porch light phenomenon still happens in Penn Township? If they're giving out candy, the light will be on. If they're not, the light will be off, correct?
Absolutely, that is correct, yes. Most porch lights are on.
That's a universal sign for trick-or-treaters welcome here, correct?
Correct. It's great too. I remember, you know, back in our day, again, there were a lot of pumpkin smashing events going on, quarantining, all of those TPing. I feel like we don't see that as much anymore, probably due to, you know, the invention of the Ring camera and those types of things. But it's just generally now I feel like a good time.
So in conclusion, yield to cars, be seen, choose the costumes wisely, look for those fall risks and stay off the lawns and have a plan, whether someone's going to be with the kids or whether someone is going to travel in packs. Look for porch lights and prepare for food allergies. Thank you both so much for joining us. Chief John Otto from the Penn Township Police Department. Mary Perez is the township manager in Penn Township. Happy Halloween to you both.
Thank you. Same to you. Have fun and stay safe.
Thanks, Jen.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. If you have an idea for the show, we encourage you to reach out to WHJB. This show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. Thanks again for listening and happy Halloween.